I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like $1 million,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined by Curious Like a Cat staff writer Josh Clark. How's it going, Josh?
Rare. Candace Ray.
I can't sing the lyrics quite as fast as the incomparable Billy Joel, but we are kind of wondering who started the fire. And back in AD 64, Rome was burning.
Yes, it was a bad burn, too. I think half of the citizens of Rome, which was pretty expansive at the time, lost their homes
because of this fire. Yeah, it burned for 6 days and 7 nights. Mm-hmm. About 70% of the city was destroyed.
Yeah, there were 14 districts to Rome at the time, and only 3 were left intact. And most of the other ones that were burned were just totally leveled. It was a horrible fire. And at the time, the person running the show in Rome was the Emperor Nero, who was wildly unpopular. I think people kind of perceived him as a distracted leader. He seemed kind of namby-pamby from the research I did. He just didn't really seem like he was no Alexander. Let's just put it like that, okay?
Fair enough. And there were actually rumors that he started the fire on purpose because he didn't like the way that the city looked and he wanted to rebuild it to his own aesthetic standards.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, once people start throwing rumors like that around, you're in big trouble.
Yeah,
and so is Nero. But one of the other accusations that I came across when I was researching the Roman fire of 64 was that Nero played the fiddle while Rome burned, which is just seems mad. And I've heard it before, but I'm asking you, is it fact or is that fiction?
That's fiction.
Oh.
We're not quite sure where this idea came from. I mean, the idea of a city's leader sitting around in his palace, you know, plucking the strings of his instrument while his city's residents became homeless and utterly distraught, again, is just very sad and tragic. And we know for a fact that he did play a string instrument, but it wasn't the fiddle. And that actually wasn't invented until 1,500 years after the event anyway. So that blows the story right out of the water. But there are historical accounts from Tacitus that show Nero was actually present at the burning, and he was coordinating firefighting efforts, he was housing the homeless in his own gardens, and he was trying to get food available at a discount to the city's residents. But despite all of this, he still didn't do a very good job trying to coordinate the raised city, as it were.
Yeah, but even though he did try something, that's in stark contradiction of the image, the public image he had. So at least he tried something, right?
He tried, but then he tried to blame it on the Christians, too, and persecuted them horribly. And he became even more unpopular when the Senate declared him a public enemy, yeah, and then his own soldiers started to revolt, and he realized that things were going really downhill. So 4 years after the fire, he took his own life. He stabbed himself in the throat.
What a sorry way to go.
Indeed. So Nero was a real zero, and you can read more about him in Did Nero Really Play the Fiddle While Rome Burned on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.